And welcome to the Real Estate Radio Show. My name is Peter Wright. Tom Beck is, of course, alongside.
Well, good morning, Peter. And we have a jam-packed show this weekend. So thanks for joining us, and let's get into it.
All right. You may have heard about the movement of these new loan products that are out there. If you haven't, you will soon. They are helping self-employed buyers, customers with a credit event, Tom, like maybe a bankruptcy, short sale, even a foreclosure, buy a home again and buy a home right now. Some really progressive loan products that are just hitting the market that will help more folks look into home ownership in the near future.
Prepare to be astonished.
And Peter, although these new programs are very exciting, the big question is this. Yep. As Yogi Berra once said, a famous St. Louis baseball player, is this deja vu all over again?
Oh, behave.
Are we heading down the same path that caused the mortgage meltdown and the housing crisis back in the early 2000s?
And I think the short answer to that question is no. This is different, and it's different for a number of reasons. And we're going to talk about those differences, but also I want to talk about the opportunity, because more qualified clients can now get financing, and that means more business and more closings for the real estate community. Tom Hutchins, the Executive Vice President of Production with Angel Oak Mortgage Solutions, is going to join us this weekend on the Real Estate Radio Show. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me, Peter.
Hey, Tom, usually we don't really have mortgage lenders on our show or mortgage bankers because, quite frankly, it's pretty boring. We don't want to, you know, no one really wants to know about Fannie Mae loans or underwriting guidelines on that FHA product. But what Angel Oak really brings to the table and can really impact the market, and more importantly, they can help real estate agents close another two, three, four deals a month. And that's pretty exciting. So tell us what Angel Oak specializes in.
Well, Peter, I do agree with you. I think what we're doing is exciting. What we set out to accomplish, and this goes back 5-6 years, was, you know, everyone knows soon after the crisis, the private capital in the mortgage market just went away entirely. So that meant the only loans available for people to buy houses were the, what you've already said, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, and VA. And if you didn't fall into one of those buckets, there were really no options for you. What we saw is a disconnect and an opportunity to bring private capital back into the mortgage market, but do it with lessons learned. You know, everyone remembers the 2008 and through 11, you know, that time frame. Everybody remembers that. So how can we bring private capital back and do it in a responsible way?
Well, Tom, you know, out there we hear a lot of skeptics. They're actually saying, hey, here we go again, you know, going down that same path that caused the mortgage meltdown and the real estate crash. But why is it so different at this time?
Yeah, I mean, that you're right. I hear that a lot. But there are some real differences, and a lot of it has to do with regulation. You know, the mortgage business was highly unregulated prior to the correction, and now there are the Dodd-Frank Act that many people may be somewhat aware of, but there's lots of regulations around that and the types of loans that can be done. And, you know, one of the most prevalent is what we call the ability to repay. Every single loan that is originated for someone's primary residence or second home has to have a documented ability to repay.
Back in the old days, that really wasn't the case. You know, we all remember the stated income loans or the no income, no asset loans or the no verification loans. Those obviously didn't have the ability to repay feature in there. Now it does, right?
Now it does, and it has to on every single loan. And so that is one regulation. Another regulation that is a little bit behind the scenes, but from a secondary market, and, you know, I talk about bringing private capital, is that Angel Oak, we also, not only do we originate the loans, but we issue these securities, but we are required now by law to own a percentage of the securities that we issue. So pre-crisis, the people that issued the securities, they had no skin in the game. They sold the loans off, or they issued a security, and if they didn't perform, they didn't feel it. But that's different now. So every loan that we originate, if it doesn't perform, we feel it.
So to kind of answer those skeptics out there, we're saying, okay, now we have the ability to repay. Now we have skin in the game by both the buyers of the home and the lending institution, Angel Oak. You really don't have the prepayment penalties out there anymore. And there is definitely appraisal integrity that goes on with these mortgages this day and age.
Yes, you absolutely, you hit on the other couple big ones. One is the days of 100% financing and no money down and no money in. Not only, you know, pre-crisis, there were 100% loans where they didn't have to pay any closing costs either. So, right. I mean, you had borrowers getting houses without a dollar out of their pocket, and they might not have a dollar in the bank. And, you know, anybody who's a homeowner knows you kind of need a little bit of money in the bank to weather the ups and downs of home ownership. So now we have down payments. We verify that. We verify reserves. And yes, appraisal independence is another regulation that went into effect a few years ago. And that keeps that appraisal process separated from the people originating the loans. And so there's no undue influence. Now, when we're doing, let's say, an 80% loan to value, we as a lender have absolute confidence that this is an 80% loan. Pre-crisis, we might have thought we were doing an 80% loan, but the appraisal was not valid and not good. So we were might have been doing 110%
right.
loan. We just didn't know it until it was too late.
Yeah, the wild west of lending guidelines are long gone, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's a good thing. That's good for everybody.
Hey, we're talking with Tom Hutchins. He's with Angel Oak Mortgage Solutions. Tom is a what's called affectionately as a non-QM lender, qualified mortgage. Tom and I talk about that all the time on the show. And just a great menu of products. Let's get into some of the products a little bit, because we may have a real estate agent out there thinking, okay, how does this help me close more transactions? So let's talk about some of the key products that you guys use. For example, self-employed buyers. These people make the money, but they also have creative ways of writing stuff off. So maybe their tax returns don't really reflect their true income.
You know, that's one of the advantages. And in fact, there's probably quite a few of your listeners who are self-employed. One advantage, one reason that you are self-employed is that you have a good accountant and you can write certain things off. But we don't believe that our tax code and your net income that you file taxes on necessarily reflects your ability to repay a mortgage. So what we do, and this is all ability to ATR compliant, as we say, is we look at self-employed borrowers' cash flow over a period of time through their bank statements. So we're looking at money that's coming in. We're not looking at their tax returns, because we know people have aggressive accountants that are trying to limit someone's tax liability. But if you look at how much money someone has coming in, you factor that with their credit and their debts and their prior residential pay history and things like that, you can make a really good analysis of someone's ability to repay a mortgage. And those self-employed borrowers really were completely cut off out of this market after the crisis. So, you know, this is allowing highly qualified borrowers to become homeowners again. And we think that's pretty exciting. I think there's almost every originator in the country can think of a case where they had a self-employed borrower who said, I make X, and they do, but then they forgot that their accountant does a really good job of writing off all of these expenses. So that's not what is turned into the IRS, and so they just can't qualify for a mortgage.
A self-employed borrower is such an important part of the house buying process throughout the nation. They generally buy, a lot of times they buy bigger homes as well. So they're important for the move-up buyers. They're important for that higher-end home as well. I know you also have a program out there that they might have had a bankruptcy or a short sale or even a foreclosure, whereas traditional financing, they make them wait for quite a bit of time before they're able to get back into a home. You guys have a project where you can get in there a little bit quicker on that, what we call seasoning requirement as well.
That's correct. That's another primary category of our product offerings. There's just someone who's had some type of credit/life event. and those borrowers have gotten back on their feet, but guidelines for government loans and Fannie Mae loans, you know, they require 5 years away from your credit event, or in some cases 7 years away from it.
How soon again can they look to buy again? What is the seasoning requirements with Angel Oak on something like that?
We actually have 1 day seasoning. We really don't look at seasoning as a factor. We look at someone's current situation and did they get. Are they back on their feet? Do they have the ability to repay? Do they have money to make a down payment? Do they have reserves? Have they been paying their rent? You know, we're kind of doing an all-encompassing evaluation. We're not just looking at how long has it been since their foreclosure.
One last question for you. Talk real briefly about your investor program. What's so different about that?
The biggest thing is really it gets away from tax returns. You know, we actually look at it more how they do in the commercial world. So we're looking at the cash flow of the property, of the investment property. We're looking at giving them a loan that they can afford with the rent that they're collecting. That's what we're looking at. We call it a cash flow loan. It's our investor cash flow. So as long as the property they're buying or that they already own has a good cash flow, we're going to look at doing a loan for them.
Hey, Tom, we're out of time, but we really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today to talk about some of these non-traditional or non-QM loans, and I really think there's a place for these in the market. And your business at Angel Oak Mortgage Solutions is absolutely blowing up with these products and these programs. So we congratulate you on your success. Again, we really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on the Real Estate Radio Show this morning. This has been Tom Hutchins. He is the Executive Vice President of Production at Angel Oak Mortgage Solutions. And we're going to post some information on our Facebook page about this. So if anybody has any additional questions, feel free to reach out to us. We really appreciate you spending some time with us on the Real Estate Radio Show. Thanks, Tom.